On 6PR Breakfast, it's time for Peter Ford. The boys want the
girls while the girls want the boys. Now, Pete's starting off with the topic we've talked about this morning, and that's Stan has commissioned a movie about Port Arthur and Martin Bryant. A lot of people not happy about that. Peter, good morning.
Good morning. They're certainly not happy about it. The movie is already in production, so I think it's quite interesting that they've only now just announced officially and publicly that it's happening. I suspect they just wanted to get underway so that people can't start protesting and boycotting and whatever else they intend to do. It's one of these rare times when I'm in two minds about something. I mean, I understand why it's still raw, particularly in Tasmania. I was on radio this morning in Hobart, and I didn't realise, I can't even say Martin Bryant's name on air there. Did you know that?
No, law. It's law.
I don't know if it's actual law, but there's certainly an agreement by all media that Martin Bryant's name is never said on air. You just refer to, if you have to refer to him, you just refer to him as Port Arthur mass murderer. And so his name is never said. Like, don't give him that respect of even saying his name out loud.
So, on that basis, if a television show was made and carried by whichever network it's a Nine show.
Nine through Stan.
Yes. So through Stan, they wouldn't be allowed to play it, or?
Oh, no, I think they could play it. I mean, I was on TV this morning and going into Hobart, doing it from Melbourne, and I said his name out loud. I think it's just locally considered united agreement. They never use his name. But look, I think it's important to remember that this is not a movie about the Port Arthur massacre. Right. This is a movie about Martin Bryant as a younger person, a younger man. It's actually quite a fascinating and slightly bizarre story, and maybe it gives you some clues of how he ended up the way he did. Yes. What you certainly wouldn't want it to be is some kind of sympathetic telling of his story, although you can certainly, I think, look at the complexities. But there's very valid people behind the scenes, the director, the writer. You've got top-notch people like Judy Davis and Anthony LaPaglia who don't sign up to do rubbish stuff. So they're not shooting it in Tasmania. They're actually shooting it in just outside of Geelong. So I think they realise it's too sensitive to actually shoot it in Tassie. But there's actually another movie that is on the way that is far more graphic and controversial, and this is a movie called Wasp. And this one is going to start shooting next year, and they've actually already made a trailer for it, and the trailer is extremely graphic, and that is about what happened on the day at Port Arthur. And even in the trailer, you see people being shot dead. That one concerns me a lot more, and I would certainly think be a lot more upsetting for people than this other one, which is called Nartim, I think it is. It's Martin spelt backwards. I'm sure that'll explained at some point, but there is upset.
We were talking about earlier as well that there are great courage shown by individuals who pretty well put their life on the line in order to protect loved ones.
And I mean, that won't be part of it.
I know that, but that would be a positive that you could take out of a library enactment, if you like. But other than that, I can't see much point. Now, we mentioned Betty Bobbitt dying yesterday, and she was a prisoner star, and there's a few stats that have come to hand about her life.
Yeah, so she did end up passing yesterday, as her son had very much tipped that she was going to. She wasn't going to survive this massive stroke. But, yeah, it should be noted that she was the second longest-serving cast member of Prisoner. Elspeth Ballantyne as Meg was the longest. But she also did, perhaps more importantly, provide the first time we had a ongoing lesbian character on the screen who wasn't, up until then, whenever lesbians were on TV, they were always kind of butch and mean, and this was a much more sympathetic, kind character. So for that reason alone, she had a place in the history book. So valet Betty Bobbitt.
Yeah, and if you saw her face, you'd certainly remember her
thanks,
from that very famous series. Peter, thanks for your time this morning.
Have a good one.